The president hits the road. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's heading to a union training center in Madison, Wisconsin, to focus on the economic plan he calls part of the effort to strengthen the middle class.
The president highlighted union jobs in his State of the Union address as a key benefit to job growth expected from infrastructure spending and computer chip manufacturing. Presidents often hit the road after the annual State of the Union address to build public support. Tomorrow, the president travels to Florida for an event on Social Security, Medicare, and prescription drug pricing.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Republicans say the president isn't addressing border security or the threat from China and is claiming credit for job growth that would have happened anyway as the country reopened from pandemic lockdowns. Former Twitter officials on the Capitol Hill grill.
I think you guys wanted to take it down. I think you guys got played by the FBI. And that's the scary part.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan at a House oversight hearing on allegations the Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed weeks before the 2020 election. While Democrats note Twitter's a private company with terms of service not bound by the First Amendment, Jordan pressing former Twitter executive Joel Roth on the government asking the company to review and take down accounts over violations.
Do I think that that's a valuable use of the FBI's time? No. But I don't see in a request for review a problem under the First Amendment, no.
That answer from Roth prompting Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly to pounce.
My. What happens when you hold a hearing and you can't prove your point?
Democrats say the power of Congress is being used to pursue a political agenda. Republicans reject the president's denials about ties to his son's business dealings. They're still searching for signs of life through mass devastation from earthquakes, but more than 11,000 are now known dead in Turkey and Syria from Monday's disaster. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A toxic train derailment in Ohio sparks a court fight.
5 days after a fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, in a class action suit is filed on behalf of residents and business owners seeking damages from Norfolk and Southern Railroad over concerns that toxic substances could be lingering in their evacuated neighborhoods, including in nearby Pennsylvania, where dark plumes of smoke were seen from vinyl chloride that was slowly released into the air and later ignited in what officials call a controlled burn and the best option. Vinyl chloride is associated with increased risk of cancers. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the derailment.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, a former lawyer for former President Trump, is meeting again with prosecutors in New York City, where a new grand jury has been convened to hear evidence related to payments Michael Cohen helped arrange in 2016 to two women claiming to have had sexual encounters with Trump. As a toddler, he was part of an international controversy and a famous photo. Now he's about to be part of Cuba's government.
April 22nd, 2000, Associated Press photojournalist Alan Diaz snapping the picture of Elian Gonzalez hiding in a closet in the arms of Donato Dalrymple as Florida law enforcement reached for the child while holding a rifle. Gonzalez was five when he was saved in the Florida Straits on Thanksgiving Day, 1999. The child was the lone survivor of a boat that capsized. His mother and nine others drowned. Now the 29-year-old has been nominated to serve on Cuba's National Assembly. Gonzalez grew up to become an industrial engineer and is one of 470 municipal leaders who have been nominated to serve in the communist government. Elections are planned for March 26th as nomination is expected to go through. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 188 points, dropping back under 34K. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.